This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor each week is TheWeatherWiz.com's meteorologist, Jim Witt. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing this morning? Okay?
We're doing fine. You want to talk about thunderstorms for us?
You know, we're still in the depth of winter, but springtime just around the corner. And for the eastern half of the country, boy, it's been some winter. Very cold, right into the deep south, plenty of snow up north. Now, the sun is advancing slowly northward, and warmer air will be upon us. For the most part, we'll be able to say goodbye to snow and cold, and hello to another weather phenomenon, the thunderstorm. Now, we're all familiar with thunderstorms, heavy rain, gusty winds, lightning, thunder, even sometimes hail. But let's take a closer look at a thunderstorm and see what causes it. Basically, you need hot, you need cold, and you need moisture. Specifically, very warm or hot air at the surface, plenty of moisture available there as well, and a very important ingredient, cold air in the upper atmosphere. When it is hot at the surface and cold aloft, we say the atmosphere is unstable. So here we go. On a hot summer afternoon, surface temperature readings in the 90s, the surface air very moist, the air begins to rise. As long as the parcel of air is warmer than the air surrounding it, the parcel of air will continue to rise. As this air rises higher into the sky, the upper air surrounding the parcel continues to get colder and colder. This causes the air to continue to rise further. The air will continue to rise until the surrounding air is the same temperature as the parcel itself. Now, if the upper air is cold all the way up to 60 or 70,000 feet, the parcel of air will continue to rise that high. Also, remember, the surface air contained a great deal of moisture. Well, air is like a sponge. Warm air can hold a large amount of moisture. However, as the air gets colder, this moisture is like squeezing a sponge. The water is released. If you squeeze the sponge quickly, a great deal of water is released at once. We call that a heavy downpour. So in general, rising air causes clouds and precipitation because rising air expands and cools and cannot hold as much moisture as warm air can. That explains the rainfall during a thunderstorm. What about the lightning and thunder, though? Let's forget physics and mathematics and explain these features in a very down-to-earth fashion. In a thunderhead cloud, also called a cumulonimbus cloud, there is plenty of water vapor. Water, as you know, is H2O, two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom. The hydrogen atom has an electrical charge of +1. Since there are two hydrogen atoms in water, water has a +2 charge. However, oxygen has a negative charge, a -2 charge. So when you combine two hydrogens, +2, with one oxygen, -2, you get water with a zero charge. Now, in a thundercloud, there are tremendous up and down drafts of air. Planes flying through thunderhead storms would be damaged severely, if not destroyed completely. Anyway, these up and down drafts of air rip the water molecules apart. The H's are ripped from the OH's. These particles are now charged. The OH has a negative charge of 1, while the H has a positive charge of 1. The positive charges accumulate at the top of the cloud, while the negative charges are found at the base of the cloud. Beneath the cloud, on the surface, positive charges prevail. Now, since opposites attract, the positives and negatives try to interact. As the storm moves along, the positive charges follow right along with it. Finally, when a high object appears in the storm's path, the positive charges climb up the high object, be it a tree, a hill, a tall building. The negative charge and the positive charges are now closer together, and there is less resistance between them. A huge spark occurs. They call this lightning. Now, lightning can go from cloud to ground. We call this cloud-to-ground lightning. Sometimes lightning goes from one cloud to another and does not strike the ground. We call this cloud-to-cloud lightning. Next week, I'll talk more about lightning, a few safety measures, and then discuss thunder and hail.
So what do you think of our resident weatherman? I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW, like America Weekend, MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, @MikeBennett11. Twitter, @MikeBennett11. With TheWeatherWiz.com's Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is regarded as one of the best third basemen ever to play the game. He's a 3-time NL MVP, 10-time Gold Glove winner, 12-time All-Star, and he slugged 548 home runs.
There it is! Number 500 for Michael Jack Schmidt!
So, where is Mike Schmidt now? Mike has served as a spring training instructor for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he spent a season managing their single-A farm team. He's raised money to fight cystic fibrosis through his own bottle of wine, Mike Schmidt 548 Zinfandel, and he also was involved in an anti-drug campaign.
If you're into cocaine, you're living a lie. Get off it while you still have a life.
Mike Schmidt, always keeping it clean. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that sharing a car can save you around $250 a month? Now, if you're figuring in a full 8-hour workday, you're up to $320 a month. Imagine being able to split your monthly car payment, your monthly fill-ups, your monthly insurance, and general maintenance. Big companies like Hertz and now a newer company called Zipcar are making the necessity to own a car almost obsolete. You simply pay a monthly fee for access to a shared vehicle. Companies like Zipcar will even drop it off for you, and when you're done, you simply return it to a designated parking spot. Best part? You don't have to pay for gas, for insurance, or any maintenance of any kind. Many people in big cities have already dumped their cars for this genius green alternative. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.